KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling around the region last night, Clarinda won both halves of a double duel last evening in the Hawkeye 10. Clarinda beating St. Albert 72-3. It was Clarinda over Harlan 54-18. Also, Harlan beat St. Albert 72-9. Also in a double duel, East Mills beat Southwest Iowa 54-18. It was East Mills over Clarinda Academy 60-13, and Southwest Iowa beating Clarinda Academy 39-30. Also in wrestling last night, Central Decatur topping Nottoway Valley 60-12. East Union beat Nottoway Valley 30-28. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 42-20. Central Decatur beat Mount Air 41-28, and Mount Air over East Union 54-18. In high school basketball action last night, first in boys' play from the Hawkeye 10, it was Clarinda over Red Oak 64-50. In the Western Iowa Conference last night, AHST beat Logan Magnolia 48-44. IKM Manning over Griswold 70-36. Missouri Valley beat Audubon 44-31. Trainer over Riverside 73-31. And Underwood beat Tri-Center 61-50. Also in boys' hoops, Lennox over Murray 56-48. Sydney beat Tarkio, Missouri 58-37. Fremont Mills downing Heartland Christian 58-55. In girls' basketball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Red Oak over Clarinda 62-50. Lewis Central downing Thomas Jefferson 54-18. And St. Albert beat Abraham Lincoln 54-50. In the Western Iowa Girls Conference last night, IKM Manning posting a 62-28 win over Griswold. Missouri Valley beat Audubon 58-52. It was Trainer over Riverside 50-30. Tri-Center beat Underwood 50-41. And AHST over Logan Magnolia 39-29. Also, it was Murray over Lennox 66-27. Fremont Mills beating Heartland Christian 58-53. We have high school boy-girl basketball doubleheader tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris and I will be in Elkhorn tonight as Exira EHK plays host to CAM in Rolling Valley Conference play. We're on the air with the girls' contest tonight at 6 o'clock. The boys will follow. And you can listen to that game live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can listen online. We stream our audio on the web at KJAN.com. You can also listen on your smartphones if you've got the free KJAN app. And also tonight we'll be providing live video of the broadcast as well. We'll have live video of the contest tonight on our TV page at KJAN.com. Well, the weekly Girls High School Athletic Union basketball ratings are out this week. The fourth rankings of the year out yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, the top 15 is headed up by Newell Fonda, Burlington Notre Dame, and Colonesco. They're the top three. Locals in the list include Stanton at number 6, Arweva at number 9, Bedford at number 10. Peyton Sherdan ranked 9th last week, and Exira EHK 10th last week. Both have fallen out of this week's small school poll. In 2A, Western Christian, Iowa City Regina, and Northwest Webster are the top three ranked teams. Maple Valley is number 13. In the 3A poll, MOC Floyd Valley and Bondurant Farrar are 1 and 2. Red Oak stays put at number 3 in this week's poll. Kemper Catholic is the 11th, and Shenandoah jumps into the top 15 at number 13 this week. In the 4A poll, Harlan remains the top-rated school, with Lewis Central at number 10 in this week's poll. And also in the 5A poll, Iowa City High is the number 1-ranked school this week. Well, top-ranked Arizona is 12-0 for the second straight season after an easy home victory last night. Aaron Gordon scored 21 points and Nick Johnson added 17 in the Wildcats' 69-43 rout of Southern University. The other top 25 game last night had number 8 Duke hitting 11 three-pointers in an 80-63 victory against UCLA. That game was at Madison Square Garden. Well, it took Kobe Bryant 8 months to recover from a torn Achilles tendon suffered during the final week of last season. It's taken him less than 2 weeks to suffer another serious injury. The Lakers guard is expected to miss about 6 weeks with a fracture in his left knee. Bryant made his season debut just 9 days ago and played 6 games after returning from a torn Achilles tendon. The injury came while he was scoring 21 points to match his season high in Tuesday's 96-92 win at Memphis. The Lakers went just 2-4 with Bryant in the lineup, and they're 12-13 on the season, leaving them 10th in the Western Conference and 2.5 games out of a playoff berth. Just 2 games in the NBA last night, it was Oklahoma City over Chicago 107-95, San Antonio edging Golden State 104-102. In the National Hockey League last night, Buffalo beat Boston 4-2, Philadelphia over Columbus 5-4, Pittsburgh beat Minnesota 5-2, Toronto in a shootout, a 2-1 winner over Phoenix, Detroit needed overtime to beat Calgary 3-2, Florida was a 4-2 winner over Ottawa, Tampa Bay 4-2 over Nashville, St. Louis beat Montreal 5-1, Dallas downing Vancouver 4-1, Colorado doubled up Edmonton 4-2, and Los Angeles a 4-1 winner over San Jose. In football news, Chiefs coach Andy Reid keeps track of what he calls miscellaneous points. Kansas City has a league-leading 11 touchdowns from defense and special teams with two games left to play in the regular season. That's the third most in NFL history. Reid says that you don't expect to score those touchdowns, but you strive to get them. And they're a big reason why Kansas City is 11-3 and headed to the playoffs. The Chiefs host Indianapolis on Sunday. We'll have that game for you at noon here on the radio. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Green Bay Packers still don't know the status of Aaron Rodgers for this weekend as they try to win the NFC North. The Packers quarterback hasn't received medical clearance to play in Sunday's game against Pittsburgh, although he looked fine during Thursday's practice. Rodgers has missed the Packers' last six games with a broken collarbone, and Coach Mike McCarthy said the team will hold medical meetings today before determining if Rodgers can start on Sunday. Matt Flynn took the majority of the reps on Thursday. On defense, the Packers have ruled out lineman Johnny Jolly with shoulder and neck injuries that McCarthy said were significant. Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald said he practiced fully on Thursday but has one more concussion test to pass before he's cleared to play at Seattle on Sunday. Fitzgerald and quarterback Carson Palmer expect to play Sunday after both were injured in last Sunday's overtime win at Tennessee. Palmer suffered a high ankle sprain in that contest. New York Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz has had arthroscopic surgery on his left knee. He injured it during Sunday's loss to Seattle. There's no word on how long the Giants' leading receiver will be sidelined. Cruz also suffered a concussion in the game but was cleared of that earlier this week. Washington Redskins tight end Jordan Reed will miss the rest of the season because of lingering effects from a concussion. Reed is being placed on injured reserve. He's missed four games since he was hurt November 17th, but he remains second on the Redskins in receptions and yards receiving. And in baseball news, outfielder Carlos Beltran and the New York Yankees have finalized a $45 million three-year contract that the two sides agreed on December 6th. The eight-time All-Star has been slowed by knee injuries recently, but still wields a potent bat. He hit .296 with 24 homers and 84 RBIs for the Cardinals this year, adding two homers and 15 RBIs in the postseason. The Chicago White Sox have agreed to a $3 million one-year contract with right-hander Ronald Belisario, and they're closing in on a $4 million one-year deal with pitcher Scott Downs. The talks with Downs were revealed by a person familiar with the situation who spoke anonymously because the deal hadn't been announced. The 30-year-old Belisario is 5-7 with a .397 ERA and 77 games with the Dodgers last season, and 20-12 with a .329 earned run average over 4 years. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.